Blog Talk Radio.
Competition, and Gerald is actually filming the Battle of Barbecue Junction with BK Smokers, also the Lang Boys, with two practice cooking, or two white boys cooking, and it's damn cold here. So I am a substitute guest host, and I am happy to be here. And we're going to move on, and Corey's got this all under control. Corey, I am here at Friday Night Lights Live.
Hi.
Nice.
Hi, everyone.
And Tori says, hey, everyone. And she is signing. Oh, they've already presented or they've got their stuff.
Oh, great. It's 7 minutes left.
Why do you have those out? Is that what they're giving you?
Okay.
So I was traumatized because she has the dessert thing out. And I thought, oh, my God, they gave you that for the whole dinner. Anyway, so Corey and Brad are cooking ass and chicken some ass, and we're going to move on. And it looks like he's got a cherry cobbler that was. Oh, yellow cake topping with apple pie and moonshine. So she should be good. And so from there, we're going to go on down. And what's cool is this is a brand-new contest. And there's only 20 teams, but it's an FCA sanctioned contest, and we're off to see Uncle Wendy, which is a kind of funny name. But it's freaking freezing here, so we just have to find everything. And we're going to knock on the door here at Uncle Wendy's here real soon. And see what's going on in there. And they're going to give us the whole story. She knows we're coming by. Help me out. Okay, I know you guys are there. Oh, they have like a, oh, my God. Okay. I would like to be doing live photos on this because I swear to God, when I left here, she was working on a forklift. And that was like hours ago. So let me make sure we're good and we're on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're back on. Oh, look, there was like a million people here.
Yeah.
No, literally there were three other people in here. Oh, your trailer is warm.
Yeah, we have a little heater, so it really does work.
Oh, you do have a little heater.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're working with a speakerphone, which isn't what we normally do because normally it's a call-in. So we have Wendy and Richard. I'm going to call you Richard. But do you go by Rich?
That's Rich, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I know you're Richard. So, and we're going to talk into the phone, but I'm so confused because you were working on a freaking portal.
I was looking for people's choice one.
Oh, okay.
I already did.
But you guys really clean that up, man. Let me just tell you that. Okay. Oh, and I like the look of that. Oh, I'm on the inner sanctum. And this is what I really want to do. I would like to do filming of inner sanctums, but okay. Okay, so we're at Uncle Wendy's. And everybody always says, what's the deal with Uncle Wendy's? Because I don't know if you guys noticed, but that's a male and a female combination. Oh, look, Rich stands up. Because now he's going to tell us a story.
30 years ago, the story from Uncle Wendy's. 30 years ago, we had my nephews came into the room, my sister's little kids. And my wife is from the South, and the family's from the North. And the kids were being taught about an uncle.
Oh, and as an aunt? So, like a six-legged creature?
No.
Aunt and auntie.
Yeah, okay.
Aunt, so aunts and uncles.
They call their other aunt, Auntie Pam. And I'm like, I want to be some little lady with a bun in the back of her hair, you know, knitting and stuff. And
I wish you guys could see the animation going on right now.
So okay. I'm like, no, I'm their southern aunt. Well, so the nephew decided that if I wasn't auntie, like his Auntie Pam, I had to be uncle, like his Uncle Richard.
Oh. Excuse me? What are you saying? I don't know what just happened there. So if you're listening, we don't know what just happened there. Okay.
So that it went from Aunt Wendy to Uncle Wendy to the little kids.
That's not how I thought this started.
30 years ago, started calling her Uncle Wendy. And then
they all called her Uncle Wendy.
When for 30 years, we've all called her Uncle Wendy. And that's cool. And my good doctor can refer to her as Uncle.
Something's happening on Blog Talk Radio. There must be something wrong there. Wait. That's who's talking right now. I don't know what it is. We're still good. Okay. So if you're listening, sorry that there was a technical difficulty, except the bitch from Blog Talk Radio is, and it's the animated girl. Sorry. She's whining something in her phone at us. Okay. So, really?
But it's so funny when we're around the kids and new people come in and they'll hear my nieces and nephew call me Uncle Wendy. They'll, you know, sooner or later somebody will look over at me and go, they just called you on 10 seconds.
I don't know what this is about.
Really?
10 seconds? We're alive. Wait a minute. Are we not live? 10 seconds? We were live 20 minutes ago. If you're listening, we were live 20 minutes ago. I think because of the holidays, it's all screwed up. I don't know. Wait a minute. Are you there? Because we are live. It was 20 seconds ago, right?
Okay. Yes.
So I don't know what that was, but this is what happens with a live show. Okay, so I have to tell you, that's not at all what I...
What somebody told you?
No, not at all. Not even close.
What did somebody tell you?
I don't think you really want to know, because I thought it was associated with another king.
No. I was Uncle Wendy long before that, even though we worked with him.
Yeah, we worked with Uncle Kenny since 2008, but we're not... she was Uncle Wendy's for 30 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's
it wasn't a combination of them and us or anything else. No, it wasn't.
And that's why I thought you went away as uncle.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
So who is considered the head cook here?
Richard.
Okay.
Even though it's Uncle Wendy's barbecue.
In honor of the way.
Yeah.
Boy.
Good boy.
Okay, so this is totally different than what I understood it to be. And so you guys started cooking by yourselves when?
2009.
Oh, and you guys have had a hell of a career then. You had a great career.
We cook twice a year, in the spring and once in the fall, because we live in Daytona Beach. Close. We're cooking here.
Wait. You only cook twice a year?
Yeah, sometimes three. But not that often.
Okay, believe me.
Okay.
These people win way more than the cook. Really?
Yeah.
Why do I see you out?
Sure.
You know
because
how it is?
We bend with Dana and Janet.
Oh!
He's a judge, so he's a contest when he's
Oh, and I judge, too.
That's
why.
He's judging.
And the cook.
And we just fun cook.
Okay, yeah. So this is really weird. Okay, I'm traumatized right here. And okay, so I see you guys out more. I think you're cooking way more than you're cooking.
We are, but we're just not cooking under Uncle Wendy's name. We're cooking under Big Papa's name.
We're helping Dana Big Papa, or we're helping.
So Oviedo.
We cooked Oviedo.
We cooked our
as yourself. Mm-hmm. And I thought, because you were on that bet, you were like on the outskirts, I'm not going to say somewhere in Egypt, but you were out a little bit.
We weren't as far out as Dana was. He was further out than we were.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, we were more in the middle.
Oh, okay. Because this is really interesting.
We cooked the pasta, and we cooked the fun cook.
Oh, you cooked the pasta?
So we cooked three cooks last year.
And we got third place? No, at Byron. Myron got first place. We got
In a pasta?
Yeah.
Wait, I was the judge there,
and
I actually they can hear me. I actually had Myron's kids. I had the pork. I knew he was getting because I was like, this is the best freaking pork I ever had.
Yeah.
And I was trying to look at all the judges, and I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
Couldn't see him. But then at the end, everybody was going, did you taste number whatever it was? It was really, really good. It was really good.
Yeah, we got third place pork.
That's why we judged to learn
how to do. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I am a proponent about team judging. However, so we'll have this little conversation here, and I'll never bring it up again. I'm on somebody else.
Master judges. Two of them.
You know what? Then I'm going to say it, and I'll never bring it up on my show because this is Daryl's show. I'm the person that got called out in Perry. There were like four people got called aside, and a brand new judge. I got tens across the board in a particular meet, except for one person gave me 7.5.
Yeah.
Ten.
Yeah.
Ten.
Yeah.
I would have been in the money.
Exactly.
He cost me. The person. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know who it was. The person cost me.
Happens at every contest.
Yeah. Well, but they actually called out the judges there because there were a couple judges that did it. It was a brand new judge, was trained, and you know what they're, and they said, 7.5, everybody else gave this person a 10.
Right.
What's wrong? And they made her write it, and or this person write it, and it said, bad meat.
Right. But it,
oh, yeah,
but it,
right.
But it happens at every contest.
And yeah, but you know what? A 10 to a 7.5
Perry is a bad contest, too, because our story from Perry is...
We shouldn't do this.
No.
And we're everybody's going to hear this crap, because we really don't... I don't think we really ever do this in Florida.
It's really great.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had Perry because it was an invitational and an open.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tempo, we got first place rib in the open... And like 21st
oh,
place
yeah,
in the
invitational.
In the invitational.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a good table
with,
for the first place rip. Really good,
you know, with the same rip. With the same.
Oh, yeah, because you guys turned in two boxes
right.
for that.
Yeah.
And it's really bad. And what happens is, you know, people don't realize, and this is where I think we have total confidence in our judges.
Yeah.
Because I judge.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a proponent of team judging. However, I've been sitting next to somebody where everybody gave him a 10 and they gave him a 7, and I looked at him afterwards and said, what the hell were you thinking? And he goes, well, I could do that better. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's not what you're judging.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And so I think as a whole, we have total confidence.
Right.
So, and you don't hear that in other sanctioning bodies, which is what I'm glad to report.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I think our judges are great. Well, like I said, Mike Perry cooks with us also. He's a certified master judge.
I didn't know you were a master judge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we do both things. Or they do both.
Oh, and I appreciate that because you guys can look at it and say, oh, what happened, you know, type of deal. So
I've been on the bad side before.
It
as
sucks.
The judge. No, as the judge giving the low score.
Really?
I had a judge next to me call me out on it, but it was.
I won't tell you what he looks like.
I'll tell him the same story, and it's
okay.
No problem at all. But at the same time, the judge next to me saw my score, called me out on it, and asked me about it, and I said, that rib was very bitter, aftertaste. And the judge says, mine wasn't, and gave it a very high score. And so the ribs, you only take the one ballot out of the side. And so I handed mine to this judge to try and bit on the other side and says, ooh, I understand what you're
you know what?
About.
It's kind of funny that you would say that. I would say so, ribs are probably the one thing because they're not coming from the same piece of meat.
Right.
And you know?
This judge gave me their rib.
And it was amazing.
And I understood their score.
Okay.
And so we agreed that we both did.
And you make a great comment because ribs are probably that one thing that could be anywhere all across the board.
How about a chicken? There's only two chicken thighs per chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I don't really hear that very often.
You put 12 chicken thighs in a box that takes chicken.
How often do you get both thighs in the same type?
Okay, so here is the funny thing. Do you get bad chicken or... Do you get a box and
different.
You know what? I gotta say, chicken's not really the one that ever is a problem unless it is across the board and it's somebody that says they have a seasoned grill and oh, it's dirty. Yeah, I mean, oh, I have a seasoned grill. I'm never cleaning it. Okay, it's dirty. You know, I gotta say, I don't think that I've had that situation happen with chicken.
Yeah,
he has a smile on his face. Yeah. Okay, and now I'm going to go home and ponder that and talk about it next Wednesday. So call in. Yeah, so call into my show on Wednesday and let's talk about that because I'm going to ponder that. Okay, so we're here with Uncle Wendy's, and now they have a trailer for people again. And this trailer is really just to be warm because there's a lot of people here.
We don't even know these guys. We just saw an open door.
Oh, that is so good. And I appreciate you letting me come in, and I'm just saying that I see brisket. Oh.
And pork butt.
And pork butt.
And
I just see brisket. I know, but do you guys back and seal that? Or
we haven't done anything with them yet.
Oh, so you buy them like that?
Yeah.
You have somebody do that for you.
No, you buy them like that. That's how they come from the store.
Yeah, I'm not sure which store, but...
You can have a Target like that.
Yeah,
it's from Target. But these aren't from Target.
No.
You can get those from Target. You can get them, you can get them already prepped and trimmed from Target.
They're just backpacks.
They're just big loose cut backpacks.
That big?
Yeah.
I have to tell you,
sure.
I live in a little town. We don't have those.
Oh,
oh my God. This is like, now I get back from another place, but I have never been able to walk in anywhere and buy that. You've actually bought that someplace?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to leave now. And I have no idea what the hell these people are doing because they have, except he's opening a beer with his drawers. Not for me, man. I'm in order of champagne all night. So. All right, so, exactly. So thank you so much for being with us. And I would appreciate it. Actually, call in Wednesday and we'll talk about the chicken thing because I'm going to work on that. I've got somebody else going to talk on Wednesday. But if you can actually, I post my show. If you call in that last hour, I would love to talk about that because you're the only one person that's ever said, how many chickens does it take to do a full box? And I've never...
How many pigs does it take to do a full box? 3 pigs there.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't even look at that. But only because if you have a good rack, you rock that rack. And I know, I do the same thing, and I do that too. But... Your thing about chicken, I've never had a judge next to me, and I've never seen that huge of a difference judging or competition-wise. I've never seen that difference in that. And I'd like to talk about that. But, again, I'm going to go back to, I think, as a whole. Do you guys cook? Oh, no, you do only a couple of FBAs. KCBS.
I did one KCBS.
Did you do Plant City last year?
No, we did Daytona Beach when they had it there.
Oh.
That's years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a couple years ago.
Oh, no, maybe 10,
yeah.
Maybe 3, even 10.
No, not 10, not 19. Oh, you mean 09 or 010. Okay,
we are in 2014. All right, so I'm leaving. Thank you so much for.
Thank you.
I appreciate. Yeah. I can't get out. I'm locked in. I appreciate you guys spending time.
No problem.
Thanks, guys. But call me on Wednesday. I want to talk about that a little bit. Thanks, guys. All right, so we're going over to Swino's, and it doesn't look good over there because. And it's very, very cold out. But we're going over to the Swino Boys. All right, there they are. It's the Swino Boys.
Sorry.
And
how are you?
I'm cold.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. So are your boys in there?
Absolutely.
You can come in, too. It's just a...
No.
He said Dickle, which is...
That's a little one over there.
It's the little baby one, but it's actually... No! Wait a minute. Okay.
She's still talking about my Dickle.
Okay. So, once again, the word Dickle didn't come out good on the air. And, yeah.
You're on the air.
Got it.
We're on the air.
So, they got me in trouble one time on their sour mash because they won. What did you guys win that weekend, Rick?
Everything.
Oh, you didn't win freaking everything.
No,
I am not.
That was
Tracy's.
Yeah, they put the brisket.
Okay. I'm not doing that. You guys can eat my ass because I ain't doing that. Get it away.
We can't play political, but you can say eat my ass.
And why? Because it's my deal. And I, here's the deal.
The producer's like, they locked up the ICC.
Oh,
Russ
really?
And me and Sweet Smoke Hugh, they lined up the ICC.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
They did.
Imperial?
Okay.
Whack my ass.
Sorry,
I'm not drinking that. I'm not drinking that. No, wait.
Radio
host, he's drinking
do a shot with us.
I'm
a radio host, that. Do a shot with us.
Drink the shot.
How do you know that I'm of age?
Drink. Oh, you. Oh. No, I'm not of age. I don't want to say you look of age.
Drink okay, it. Let's do a
shot. Tuck it up, buttercup. Right. Tuck it up, buttercup. Okay. So we're in the...
We're in the finals, trailer.
We're in the booby trap. What the hell is that? So there is a door as you walk into the inner sanctum to Dwino's. And it's now called the booby trap. And I felt like I was coming in for a mammogram where the S-150 would run over my boob. What the hell is that? Oh, I wish there was some way to do live talk radio, because, really? That is...
Okay.
This is funny. I don't even know. I don't... You know, I'm trying to do a theory show here.
Good.
So, I know. This is new. Okay. So, introduce yourself. We have extra people in here, and you're missing. Who are you missing?
Tracy's not here. Trager.
Tracy's on duty.
He's keeping the
exposures.
He's a wildlife rescue officer, and as I came across the Bear Alley, but I'm still going back to the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's weird.
Okay, so there's an Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding thing where junk's hanging out in a Speedo, but at the top, we have one of the Swino heads.
Matt Townley?
Yeah.
Jenkins High School.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what high school?
The chicken guy on Swino.
Matt Townley, he teaches at a high school.
I do.
At a high school.
Kingley?
Reform school.
Kingley? Kingley? Because I see a video.
Oh.
His nickel.
That's his jiggle berries.
Oh, this is all bad.
Sister Rosario always
good. Oh, this is all bad. I don't know who did that, but I just spit. I'm sorry.
Lori, each year, the Swino, each team member brings something to the... To
the party?
Yes, a Christmas gathering.
Yes.
And so what we did is we took this old black and white photo of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then my wife took a picture of me and put me on there on his body.
So you see Arnold Schwarzenegger's head and Matt's body.
No!
We're just going to clarify he meant the... face,
the
structural
beardo,
part,
the beardo, yes.
And he's still wearing a Speedo.
Both of Matt's heads are on there.
Okay. I don't know why they did this to me, but this is a New Year's resolution contest. Okay, so you're my second team, or second interview. For the new year.
Oh, for the new year, right. That's what I thought you meant. Because we were on your show already. Right after.
IPC. Imperial.
Okay.
Okay, and as they do that, I do the whack off. The whack off.
Just get a little closer while you do that.
Wow.
You're
really bad. Okay, so here's all I got to say. They're using some of the same rubs I use.
Oh, we don't use those. That's just a decoy.
Oh, then I'll take those. It's look, it's a decoy, but they got six of them, so I can use that for me later.
You want to try that one?
Oh.
Okay. Powdered ranch is what we really use.
Powdered ranch?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a bad story. What do you got?
Give
me the new one.
Oh,
okay,
this,
so we're still in the Swino trailer trying to be serious. And we have the marketing girl from Sunny's. So you guys are sponsoring a contest coming up, right?
We are.
Okay, and which contest?
Well, Florida, over in Apopka.
In Apopka, that's right. Right. All right. And tell us a little bit about it.
The one that set it up. I'm not the PR person.
Tell them what you know.
Well, I know that Sunny's is going to be one of the presenting sponsors.
Good.
We will have our competition rig and competition team out there.
Who just got mentored by Ford Addison, that everybody knows.
Oh, Ford Addison, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Perry with the boys. Wasn't that Perry? Was that Perry?
We weren't there, but.
Oh, that's right. Where were you guys? Home for the holidays?
I was with my wife.
Sure. I know he was working a lot with Mike Mills and his daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And great people from Single Street Barbecue. And
oh, right. Is that Market Street? Market 17?
Market 17 Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your new rigs look beautiful. Terry McKay did those, right?
The wrap. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're beautiful.
Yeah, no, they are gorgeous.
Yeah.
We have them at a lot of our events now. I actually won't be with them really at that event. I will be competing with my dad. That's who I'm competing with tomorrow here.
Uh-oh, we have to turn her off. Click. Oh, who is your dad?
Junior Lyles from Junior Lyles Barbecue Theater. Right across the way.
Junior Barbecue.
Okay. Oh, so you're competing. You're not just a Sunny's marketing girl.
Yeah, well, I'm the marketing coordinator.
Okay.
So I'm one of the lesser known people, but I kind of make a lot of things happen.
Oh, look, and they all ran. They all ran.
I'm
going
to get Junior.
Oh, no, don't get Junior.
He's colorful.
Okay. Oh, and the Swinos have signed in. I cannot believe today is they're calling roll. And everybody's being so serious. Of course, I did say something about we all had meat to be inspected. But here they go, Swinos.
Crack.
Crack. And Jeff whips out, I mean. No.
The whole team cracked the beer at the same time.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
The other boys were like this. They had their thumb in their mouth. Oh, look at they. Oh, is that Emily? Emily? Are you Emily?
No, this is Junior. This is Heather said.
Oh, but aren't you at Emily?
That's at Junior Barbecue right there behind.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm Lori.
Hey, nice.
Oh, you're
on the radio.
You're on the radio. Oh, you're drinking a pink drink. Is that a pink drink?
No.
I
smoked you, and it's pink for Breast Awareness Week. And I'm a little late, but
it's Breast Awareness Year.
Cancer Awareness Week, but Breast Awareness Week is fine.
Because I wasn't sure he was aware of
all the aware breasts.
He was aware of the breasts, but but now it's Breast Cancer Awareness. But he was aware of the breasts earlier. Wow. Oh, look, she's going, what the hell is, she's like, what the hell,
whispering
what happened here?
Yeah, she's whispering the swine, that's really not my dad.
No, she's going, I don't know what's going on here, man. Okay, so the swines are traumatized because we were just going through their and then she said, ask my dad what he uses, and he's going to find out.
Tell him about how you boil the ribs first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a red boiler.
No, we have a little communist in our airboat club named Yobi, and he thinks that we boil our ribs.
Okay,
no, that's an inside joke.
It's a USA show.
Yes, we're USA.
We're a Friday night flight. Wow, I'm glad I'm a substitute host tonight because there's communists on the freaking show and I have no control.
Oh, he's not here.
Oh,
he's not here.
Oh,
communists aren't here.
Okay,
communists aren't here. We don't have any.
I'm here.
Stand down, Jeff.
Thank God, because there's people packing and carrying here. Okay, so what about the communists?
They can't do it. No, they could not handle.
But
they carry this now.
No, I
especially
agree.
From the Swino boys.
I mean,
they've been more help for us, to us than anybody.
So if Dreamers win this weekend,
we get half the points
and half the trophy.
Wow. Yeah. Is that really worth that one?
Yeah.
Jeff's got an axe.
And he's got lots of guns.
Go to. No, I'm with you. I want him to stay with me.
Or Wayne Guy Jr. Junior and Heather will be cooking the pop fit contest together.
Yeah.
Oh, good deal. Yeah. Okay.
And we're new kids on the block.
Yep, they're running.
Yeah.
There's new kids on the block as a new team.
I know.
And I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Because Leon, my honey, keeps wanting me to change the name because he's like, "Burn that barbecue doesn't mean anything. You need to be something else." And I saw new things on the block, and I'm like, why did I know that?
Come up with something clever for us. I mean, it's new roller derby. We're all about fun.
Oh, I have a...
Wait.
One of my bartenders. No, you're gonna hurt me. One of my bartenders is a roller derby girl, and she's
probably
Pumpkin Drublick.
Oh, and I know, and I'm looking at ink on her forehead.
Oh, look at that. I disapprove,
but you know what? She'll listen to me.
She kicked your ass, Video.
Jeff's over here. That's why I have Jeff, so she does.
Oh,
he's
a sheriff. Oh, you're just laughing with her. She's over there cracking herself up. Okay, so we're on the inner sanctum of the Swinos, but I lost a couple of the boys, and I think I've actually lost control of this whole interview. I don't know what happened. So, but I do have to come back to the Swinos.
Okay.
Great team. Yeah.
They really helped us a lot.
Okay.
Great.
So you have to go now. Okay. I'm joking, man. Happy New Year. Wait, there's a hair on it. It's not mine. I'm just playing.
You got a DQ on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got it. You want to take on it?
No, because I have nothing right now.
Give back stuff you never took.
Wait. You just said that you're on the Swino trailer and you have nothing to drink?
I don't.
Never look. Look at the Swino trailer.
Okay, now wait a minute. Did I hear you guys? Wait. I have been handing out the moonshine, and I just saw a pickle thing.
Oh.
Do you guys do a hot pickle moonshine?
No, we do not do a hot pickle moonshine. Those are actually pickles. They're real pickles. They're homemade pickles.
Because my mouth is starting to water. Because somebody said that you guys do. Do you guys do a pickle moonshine or something?
I don't do a pickle moonshine.
Do you do something hot? Well,
I do something hot.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear a bunch of the freaking verse of water. Okay. Yeah, and I have another trailer I got to inspect. Okay, so you guys have... Oh, you look at this. He's got their little baby riblets. Okay, so you have something weird. You guys know I am the queen of moonshine, and I'm actually working a moonshine person to be my sponsor.
Nice.
And I would have that.
Yeah, sure.
So pickle, I would do this too. I'm working a moonshiner because I heard you have some kind of moonshine, but I don't see it here.
Sure, you mean.
We got it.
We're taking another drink.
Why, yes, I do. Thank you. I will be. Oh, it's a boy.
Why am I smelling onions?
It's your...
Uh-oh. No.
Who's worried about the onions?
People's choice.
It's just nice. No, what are you making me drink?
Just drink it.
No, no, don't. They got me in trouble before.
No.
Oh,
free vodka.
We would never use
it. Did anybody can that? Well, I'm smelling my phone instead of the drink. Oh, no, I can't drink it.
Like Mountain Dew?
No, I don't.
We're still on the air.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, we're still on the air.
Are we live?
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
I'm going to plug your nose.
No, no. Hell no.
Swallow it.
Hello. I thought I was like, expecting all of it. Give me some freaking vinegar in that. Give me vinegar in that.
I don't want to drink it.
All right.
Ow. That's horrible. That's horrible. See what I put up with just to do a radio show.
Let me tell you what it's like.
It's mini, Lori. Lori,
a flavor
vinegar.
A flavor profile.
We should get you committed.
An atomic bomb of the beyond.
Oh, I mean, like, I was expecting dill pickle.
Little
moonshine. Why am I smelling these freaking onions? Where are the onions coming from? Can I have those nachos? Is this for me?
Probably. That is probably.
I know, is this a gift for me?
No,
it's not a
gift.
I'm just trying to give you an island
of sippy. Oh, thank you. And they're, oh, you got two of them. Is this a gift for me?
That's a sippy and this is a fillet.
Heather, can you start
with the website? Okay. It's all going down the tube. Good thing the only thing left I have to do is inject my freaking brisket. Because
you know what Lori needs? You know what Lori needs?
No, no, get that all away from me.
Lori needs a Swanos.
No.
Pilcher.
No. Oh, no, you guys are supposed to give me a freaking hat.
I'm not a shirt.
All right. What am I drinking here? You know what? It's funny. If somebody else's show, so if I freak it off. Oh, this is my Bangkok jacket. Don't be a Bangkok jacket.
No.
Please inject Lori
Freeman. I'm wearing this jewel in the
world. I'm proudly
wearing this. He's in jail. He will wear this.
What the hell? Oh, my God. What is this supposed to be?
I think I'd like to.
One thing led to another. All of a sudden, I became part of Staggering Swine, and
Yeah, and that's a really cool deal. Now, do you guys work together?
Yes, we do work together.
Okay, I thought that I remembered that. And so I'm going to call upon it. And you guys all work with Papa Clark, too, right?
Yes.
Team Unknown.
Papa Clark is a big influence for us. We enjoy, me and him have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, everybody has a good time with Papa Clark.
I think everyone has a good time with Team Unknown alone.
Absolutely. And as I understand it, is your, and I don't know, wife, oh wait, it's coming to play, the moving again, wife, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Okay. So I, and if you decide to get married, I'm a notary and I can marry people in the state of Florida.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
No, she's not here to hear this and she doesn't know you're being married, so you're good. Anyway, she's becoming part of the team too.
Yes, she
which
has.
Which is always fun, right?
Yes, she's been working with us now for a few months and she's really starting to come up. There's a few more things she's working on learning, but she's definitely been a big influence on helping me along with the team.
All right. And as we talked about with Vic and Kitty on the Barn Goddess show, when I had them on, is you guys have the stick.
Yes.
And
it's famous.
It's a famous stick. And
yeah.
I have some feathers because I used to breed birds, and I had 600 breeding pairs at one time, and I can't find a freaking feather to bring you guys. And I have some in particular that I want to bring in. He was saying something about they wanted to bring a trunk tail. Yeah.
Usually, he's pretty much honored to put anything on that stick. If someone's going to bring it to him, he'll put it on. He'll find one way or another to include it into the famous stick.
And so you're the total drip guy.
Yes.
And you guys did well. The last time we competed against each other, and some of you placed in Brixton, so I don't know where else. Were you in Naples when I was there?
No, we didn't do Naples. I did second on the brisket
in
Kissimmee.
Yeah.
And that was nice because the last event I had taken a serious beating on.
And it happens.
It does, and it's helped me learn over the time and just a little bit amount of time that I've learned to be with everybody in the FBA.
Yeah.
It's helped me really adjust to learn. One minute you think you're on top, and next minute you can be at the very bottom.
No.
Never on top. No. That's right. You're not.
Oh, here we go. Now it's
Jim, right?
We're going down the tubes again. No, exactly. Because on any given Saturday,
yes,
in FBA, you could be at the wrong table.
That's
so,
right.
Anyway, I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm moving on to the next place.
Well, thank you.
Because we missed you at the last team. A staggering line of Irvine, so I'm glad to catch up with you tonight.
Well, thank you for having me on here.
Happy trails, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Same to you.
I'll see you around, and hopefully, wait, I'll be called after you. Okay. So we're going over here. Oh, wait, I'm with Jen. My barbecue boyfriend.
That's right. This is my barbecue girlfriend.
We have to get out of here. I'm in the middle.
No, it's like, are we live on the air?
We are live, and
I have to wash my mouth.
No, I just said bad words.
We're on.
We have to move out of the smoke. It's right in my face.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. So we're walking to the inner sanctum. Oh, the juice tube. Oh, wait, I brought my vortex, and I want to do chicken wings with that. So yeah, I'm going into Jim Elder's. Do you have another pink drink? Because I'm out of drinks. Okay, so Swino's. Oh my God, it's hot here.
Yeah, it's not hot, but it's
hot. What's the temperature?
71 degrees.
Okay, 71 degrees in here, and he's drinking moonshine, or he had my moonshine. Look, it's separating. The cranberries are going to the top, man. Wait, give me a freaking drink.
I don't have any ice.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Not ice.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a freezer in my house.
I know that, but that's a lovely refrigerator. You bought that from Ford?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a commercial refrigerator that I wouldn't give up for anything, other than it doesn't have
anything.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about.
Swine is out of control. So I apologize once again. Damn, I said bad.
This is internet radio. We didn't say bad words.
No, it's bad.
Okay.
So I apologize. And I'm a little traumatized over it, but they have a little pig. And it said P-I-L-S. And I said, I don't know what I said, but it was Lori Frazier.
Oh, really?
I I whispered that because they said it out loud. Anyway, so we're in the inner sanctum at Sweet Smoke Q, and Garrett's not here this weekend, and I can tell because all the crap is on top of his bunk. And if I know Jim was not cooking with Garrett, I would have not paid the money, and I would have cooked with him. But, oh, because what?
Because what, you want to...
I was fucking that bunk. It looks warm.
And it's warm in here.
I know.
I'm
going to freeze.
Well, there's the bunk thing if you want
No, the bad news is if I fall asleep here, then I can't take care of my crap over there. Oh, so I saw you have something stoked up out there.
Well, I just started my my juice can here for my brisket. I'm going to put on here in about an hour.
Oh,
I put my brisket on at 9 o'clock.
Yep. And what? I saw that brisket. It was a beautiful piece of meat. And what time or how heavy was that piece of meat?
That was a Snake River's farm. It was probably about 14 pounds.
Okay. So we're going to have this conversation again, only because I think we've done it on my show, but not on Daryl's. And I call in to get Wagyu, and the guys go, oh, certified Angus and Wagyu, the biggest thing they ever have, and you're looking at me here, you shouldn't roll his eyes. Oh, the biggest thing they ever have is like a 9 pound. There's no, and I'm like, do I look like a dumbass? Really? It drives me crazy. And anybody out there that if you're trying to get a piece of certified Angus or Wagyu and they say, oh, the biggest one is a 9 or 12 pound, then kiss your ass.
They're full of shit.
Yeah, because I can't believe, and they will look you in the face and go, oh, no, that's
the other thing is, like, I don't know if they really know or understand.
They don't.
No. You know, I get my Wagyus from a couple different sources.
But Snake River is your friend.
No, they're both, my two sources are from, I either get it from right directly from Snake River's, or another store that I'm not going to divulge on.
Yeah, because other people represent Snake River.
Yeah. You can get it to, you know, if you have a Cisco account. And I'm going to say, you know, Cisco can, you know, if you can get a Cisco account, they can get it through Cisco.
The bad thing is you get a package that's two.
Yes, you get the thing if you get it through Cisco. You get how they sell it is a package of a two brisket, which I bought just recently. Just yesterday, I picked up 4 boxes, which is 8 briskets. And out of those eight briskets, I probably got like 3 really good ones.
Oh, really?
And the other ones were all right, but. You know, if you three out of the 8.
And are those frozen?
No. Through Cisco, they are fresh.
Oh, now, you're going
to. Cisco. Now, if you order them through
Snake River, they come
frozen. They ship frozen, which I don't have a problem with that.
As long as you don't have to
I don't refreeze them. Well, yes, I have. I have refroze those and have done very well. But
yeah,
normally is, you know, the thing with if you go through right directly through Snake River, you can tell them what pound range you want. You know, I think it's like a 14 to 16 pound, and I normally get some really good 15 pounds from there.
Was that, I think you had a 15.6 was what we were cleaning earlier, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you that today, my honey was busting my chops. Did we talk about this? I think we were talking about this. He's like, you need to get fixed with a juice can, and that, you know, get rid of the fast and get rid of that Green Mountain and just go on the circuit with Jim Drum. And he goes, isn't that Jim guy? And I go, yeah, that's Jim guy. And he goes, see, I'm starting to realize who everybody is, which is kind of funny because he doesn't give a rap.
That Jim guy.
The barbecue boyfriend.
The Jim guy that was stuck in the FBA.
In our house, you're still first as a team of the year in our house. You know, because, okay, so we're on Daryl's Friday Night Lights, and as Vaughn got us our two, Jim and Sweet Talk You is a sponsor of my team as well as my radio show. So, you know, Jim's name comes up a lot. And, yeah, of course, my honey's like, that Jim guy, didn't he win everything? He's the big kahuna. he's going on. And I go, yes, that's him. But as long as we're talking about the big kahuna, we are going to send out kudos and well wishes and big hugs for our little buddy, Matt Barber, who is not here. Even though he said that he was going to let Jim have this weekend, bite me, Matt. Anyway, Matt Wasushi, we love you and we are missing you.
Yeah, Matt's been going through some health problems. I love him to death. He's a good guy. He does my sauces and my
He's a pro packer.
We'll help. I use some of his products and. I'm out.
No.
but he's a good guy, with the whole thing with the whole year of the FBA,
you guys are
with Matt Barber and even Dana, we're all good buddies, We come there, we don't want to see, I hated to see Matt not come show up this week.
I know.
Honestly.
We all did, especially when you put that post out that, hey, Jim, this one's for you. Because,
I think I was right back on you.
I need your voice.
I needed one to,
you guys went down to the, we're on a different network and people listen to this and have no idea. But in Florida, Matt and Jim went toe-to-toe, head-to-head the entire year, right down to the last call. The last call was for first place brisket, and Matt didn't really think he got it. Jim didn't think he got it, because I'm sitting next to him, keeping track. I had a little score sheet that was like, Matt, Dana, Jim, and it was 3-2-1, and everything that went on. And quite frankly, we were right there, and then first place brisket. You can't get any closer, and nobody can ever be any more excited.
The last call of the competition. Yeah.
And it was like, Matt Barber.
And when he got called, I don't think he realized that he was good.
We all saw it.
I congratulated him, before he went up on stage, and I'm like,
no, but he went by me because he shook your hand.
Yeah.
And then he went by and I go, oh, you got it. I'm like, slap his leg.
And he was like, I don't think he realized. Yeah.
And it was totally cool because Florida, we are really close. And the fact of the matter is, when I take grand champions tomorrow, they're all going to be excited for me.
I'll be excited.
Yeah. Oh, did you notice that high pitch laugh? Just did whatever the hell was that? So when I take Grant champion tomorrow, they're really all going to be happy for me.
Oh, we'll be excited.
Yeah, I can see his face. I would like to take a picture right now. Anyway, so we are at, I'm getting ready to step out, but I'm looking across the wall there. Somebody got you an absolute vodka.
Yeah.
I didn't bring vodka this time because I'm not drinking.
No, we got plenty of vodka.
I didn't bring vodka.
We got vodka cranberry lemonades in there. We got some pork butts here to go. Be on here soon.
Jim's wanting everybody to come by and feel his butt. They're all good. And he's doing cranberry. Oh, look, you ate all the pineapple out of it.
I did. I'm working on cranberry.
Wait, did I bring you that jar? So I brought Jim.
No, you did.
Oh, okay. I brought Jim a, because I am with Stone Air
Base. It's right there.
Okay, so I'm the queen of moonshine in Florida. And I brought this is kind of funny as I'm looking at it. This is, once again, why when we do this crap, there's a pineapple. When we do this, I wish we could do Pictronics, especially after I saw his eyes for that piece of pineapple, because I do the moonshine, and I do apple pie moonshine, which everybody knows and loves, and then I do pineapple upside down, which I only did for Claremont, and it wasn't pretty, so I haven't done that again because it wasn't pretty. But So I do the script thing with mandarin oranges and pineapple, and Jim was picking through it because he's like, well, I like pineapple, but I like real oranges, not these mandarin oranges. Like mandarin oranges aren't real oranges. They're little babies. They're very cute.
They're canned.
Oh, no.
It was fresh mint.
Yeah. That's what everybody knows them as, tangerines. They're little baby tangerines.
Okay, then I'm good with that. I don't like
them. Oh, you didn't want, oh, I don't want anything to do with the can. Oh, no, you're going to eat them.
I don't like the...
That's why there's a little, see the pip? See that little skin there?
All right, now I'm good.
Okay.
I do not like them canned mandarin oranges.
Okay. Well, this is, okay, cantaloupes, baby cantaloupes are like mandarin oranges. And so I did a whole jar of cranberry and cherry are the best for moonshine because they hold up. And if you cook cranberries for Thanksgiving and they pop, well, that's what they do with moonshine. And all I have to say is, Ohio, it's playing right now. Okay.
Pretty close.
So, Jim and I are both Big Ten people.
Little Buck.
And what is a Buckeye?
Portland nut, but doesn't matter.
A nut with no commercial value. And I'm from Purdue.
What's the Boilermaker?
Somebody who drinks too much. And as Leon would say, did they ever go to the national championship?
No!
Oh, but I did go to, I went to the Peach Room when I was there.
Oh, that's not the national championship.
Mark Herman, we love you. Anyway, we're going to leave.
All right, Lori, good luck tomorrow.
I got a hug from Jimmer. And look at, and I think he's fixed me out because he's going to take a shower because it's warm in here.
I'm
going
to take a shower, but I need to get my brisket on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I just need to get my butts on.
No, I need to get my brisket on and go find me a Buckeye game.
I know.
So good luck tomorrow, Lori.
Oh, yeah, happy trails. You're in charge. Oh, and Uncle Wendy's are lighting their fire, too. Anyway, thank you, Jim. Okay, so we're heading back up to, oh, wait a minute. We're coming up to BK Smokers and Corey. Hey, you guys, anything? I'm still doing the show. Are you? Did you guys finish?
Yeah,
who won?
Tomorrow.
Well, I'm pretty sure you guys did. No, I'm pretty sure you did. No, you are. All right. So we're leaving BK Smoker and Seafood, and we are still live on the internet. There's been bad words said on there. Oh yeah. Anyway. Was let me see your voice. They're like, we're freezing. All right. So the folks that have cooked with Lang Smokers, Corey, Sherman, and Brad Lang, they are wrapping it up over here. They just cooked the Battle of Barbecue Junction, and we are coming back around. And I got to tell you, it is freezing. But you know what? Before I wrap up this whole contest, our whole show, even though it's Daryl's, and poor Daryl is pulling down his thing. I'm going to a guy over here that I don't know, but I'm watching his cooker, and he's going to go, I don't know who you are. Okay. Okay. Oh, so you guys are the tree guys. I didn't talk to you. Oh, what are you doing over here?
We're going to help Eden Terry with great barbecue.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not who I want to talk to. I came to. Oh, okay.
Hey, I don't know where he is.
You want to go eat?
We're just friends.
We're getting out of the wind. We're hanging out.
I know, and I was like, I'm coming over here. Well, I saw this, and I'm like, there's a cook team I don't know, but I know these guys, and they're just hanging out to help. Oh, look, he's got bad socks that are rags. That's what I do, too. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's a rag.
Wait.
Oh. he's stealing rags.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not staying here. This is part of the tag team. And
oh, we're live.
And we are live.
We're supposed to
live, boys. And we're part of the tag team. And I'm freezing here. But like I said, this looks like a bullet. So where is he? I was going to get a brand new guy on.
Oh, he'll be here tomorrow.
He'll be here in a little while. He want to go eat dinner.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're moving on, and, oh, that's why we're live, and things didn't work out. Okay, bye, guys. Okay, so we're moving on. And Daryl, I'm going to go back to him because... Oh, Aaliyah. Okay. So we're going to go back. Daryl, we're finishing up at your... Oh, I'm on your show still, man.
Good.
And so I am finishing up with you. And I don't even know what time it is, but we've been visiting with people all around. You've been a hard-working barbecue superstar czar. So what's happening? How do you feel about tonight?
Man, Big Papa's Battle of Barbecue Junction really ended on a very close,
oh, yeah,
hard fought, excellent cooking.
Hard fart?
Oh, what?
Fart?
Oh, she's been on a fart spree lately. I don't remember. But I tell you, no way of knowing who won. I could have ate all the food complete that was cooked today because it was so good. And
you've been filming like a maniac.
Huh?
No, I mean, I saw you moving around. You had like three cameras going, and that's tough for one person to do.
Yeah.
And I was in with other people, and they're like, well, we want to go up there. But let me tell you, everybody was dying because of the cold. We're all freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we are in, we're next to the ocean. It's usually,
yes,
10 degrees warmer.
Yes.
It's 10 degrees warmer right now, and we are like 40 miles south of where I am, plus on the other side. And Leon said it's really bad at the house.
Oh, really, really
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working tonight, but the dogs are already in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're getting ready to close out tonight at Edgewater. It's been live here. Oh, Friday Night Lights. And Daryl is closing up the battle at Barbecue Junction. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. And I love being your guest host. Join me on Wednesdays, Barn Goddess Barbecue, and more. And join Daryl every morning because Barbecue Superstars has something for you. And all the boys on Barbecue Superstars are there every night for you. So join us, and thank you for being in tonight. Join us on Facebook and on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Okay.